Please note that the opinions or views of the guest and or the host of any of the radio broadcasts broadcasted on the Urban Flavor Radio Network are not necessarily the direct opinions or views of the Urban Flavor Radio Network, its advertisers, and or affiliates. The Urban Flavor Radio Network is hereby held harmless against any of the opinions, views, and or the content of the following show.
Don't front. What you gonna do when the people go home and you wanna smoke weed but the reaper's all gone? And somebody had the nerve to take the herb out of the doobie ashtray. Why they do me that way? What you gonna do when your friends go home and you wanna drink a beer but your ends all gone? Hey, what's up? How y'all feeling? Y'all already know what it is. You are locked into Pastor Duty. This is girl Kaya. How y'all feeling today? Yo, I'm feeling absolutely amazing. And I've just been pondering and just sitting and thinking all weekend. I cannot wait to get back to y'all because I got a hot show. I got some stuff I want to talk about. I got some stuff heavy on my chest, sitting in my mind, and I'm just ready to express it to you guys. I really just feel like I really just need to talk to y'all. I really need to come talk to y'all. So we got a hot show for y'all today. Stay tuned. Please stay locked in with open ears with today. I just come and learn something today. I can't wait to get into these topics with y'all. Well, right now, we're going to catch a little vibe right quick. We get back, we're going to jump right into Mary 101. I got a little funny story for y'all. I know some shit always happens. But yeah, so we're going to catch this vibe right quick, all right? And when we get back, we're going to jump right into Mary 101. Y'all can just laugh with me for a little bit. All right? We'll be right back.
Starting up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Jam number one.
Urban Flavor Radio.
Taste the flavor.
Repping the culture on air and in the community.
Do that, baby.
We are more than just radio.
Now, hip-hop and R&B.
Urban Flavor Radio.
Who sell out in the stores? You tell me who flop. Who cop the blue drop? Who jewels got pop? Who mostly doji down to the blue drop? The same old pimp. Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million sales full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no PhD hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie.
See me die and see me fly. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're taking now when all the ball is stopped. You never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this will be your day. We don't play, mess around, be on your way. Cause it ain't enough time here, ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah.
What they want from me is like the more money we come
no info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and a phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that, catch a seat at all events bent. And holsters, girls on shoulders, playboy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me, lose too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem, and get the where the true player's at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, you can see B.I.G. be flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune. 5-0-0, take my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, piss that. Platinum plus, like this at, dangerous, on Trisac, leave your ass, piss that.
Welcome back. All right, y'all, let's jump right into Mary 101. Okay, so listen, I got a story for y'all, okay? Just a little story, just a little quick little story, because like I said, y'all already know, y'all always know something's always going on with me, all right? So look, I, you know, pull up to a meeting that I had to go to. I pull up to a meeting, and, you know, not too long after, I got people coming up to me telling me, yo, you got a flat tire, your tire's flat outside. I'm just like, man, it's probably the same, because I have a back tire that these stupid issues, you know, saying, hey, I don't know what's wrong with it. So I did get changed. But anyway, so they were telling me that I had, you know, my tire was flat. I was like, oh my God, what is this? So, you know, when everything was done, because I ignored it or whatever, when everything was done, I go outside and I go see, and my whole tire is completely on the ground. Okay, so I noticed that around the inside of the tire, like, it looked like it was cut all the way around. Why was I riding with my emergency brake on for like the whole day, like everywhere, and just fucked up both of my front tires? It was terrible, you guys. So my little tiny self got jacked my car up, you know what I'm saying, take the tires off, and I done busted up all my little fingers and my little hands and everything, and I'm just like, this is the ghetto. I don't want to do this. It was just terrible, you guys. So look, I'm sick of cars. It's not like I'm dumb to the fact of how, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with cars and things like that, because I'm very knowledgeable of, you know, little things of cars and things of that nature. But I'm not about to be, I don't like changing, I know how to change a tire, obviously, and put new ones on and all that. I just don't want to do that, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to, you know. So there's my story, okay, guys. It was just, I can't believe I had no clue that my emergency brake was on. It wasn't making the rubbing noise or anything like that, but, you know, I had the brake light on. I'm trying to figure out what that was about, so I'm thinking maybe I need to brake the brake, or maybe I should just, you know, God, it was just a hot mess, but I'm glad I got it all figured out. It's all situated, y'all. And your girl Kaya is back in full effect, you know what I'm saying, because ain't nothing going to keep me down too long, not even a flat tire, try again, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, with that being said, though, I want to jump into For Mary 101. I want to talk about professionalism. Okay, I went to this one tire shop, and it was a black-owned tire shop. So the guy who owns it, he was a black man, and it was just like, it was just messy, you know. Of course, a mechanic area is not the cleanest, you know what I'm saying? But when I say messy, it was kind of like a junkyard. And I almost didn't want to even stop there, you know what I'm saying, because I wasn't too sure if I was going to get, you know, good enough tires. I decided to give it a try anyway, because, you know, you don't touch a price cover, you might get some really good work, you know, done there. He was very rude, okay? I just want to be clear. He was very, very rude. And he proceeded to tell me, I'm the best tire company in the city. Saying I'm the best, I'm just okay. You know what I'm saying? But you being real rude. And I told him, he came back with that because I voiced to him, sir, you being a little rude. You know what I'm saying? As I'm walking into the establishment, I have a mask on and everything, and I'm telling the guy, I'm telling him what I want, you know, and what I need done. I have these two tires that I need to change the tire on the brand so I can go and put it back on my car. And, you know, he's just blabbing off about all different types of stuff that I don't really care about, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have any used tires, I'll take the new tires, you know, just do something right now. And he just seemed like he just had a whole attitude, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just very mad that he was at work today. And, you know, I'm a big empath, so I can feel your energy. I feel how you're feeling, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you're not even here right now. You're taking it out on me. I'm a customer, you know? And his professionalism was just, it was just terrible, you know? And I'm just like, this is the kind of thing that makes people not want to shop at your business. And what I find that's going on now with a lot of Black-owned businesses is that Black people feel like just because you're a Black-owned business that we have to shop with you. And it's like, no. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to shop with you, and we're not going to shop with you because your professionalism is just whack. It's fuck. Like, you're not very professional at all. Stop mixing business and pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people can't handle that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't sit up there and have a relationship with somebody and be business partners with them. That takes a lot of strength. Okay, you first have to conquer being in a relationship first before you can ever think about counting money with me, because that's like, you know, that's a whole different level. You know what I'm saying? Being in a relationship with me, loving me, and blah, 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 that's a whole different level. You know what I'm saying? But as far as being in a business with me, and it's like when people don't really fully understand that and they start mixing business and pleasure, and then they wonder why things don't work out, because women these days like to be dominant. Of course. So if you are a man and you're owning a business, and 9 times out of 10, if you are mixing the pleasure and your partner, being your girlfriend, your wife, whoever, is not fully stable enough to hold her composure in a business standpoint, then she is going to try to take over. You know what I'm saying? There are some women who like to control the business. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, this is my husband. So what I say, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much, you know? And then it starts going into jealousy, because women do have that tendency to have this jealousy, you know what I'm saying, thing going on, because, you know, and they see another female, they intimidate. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of things that a lot of people, the word, I guess, professionalism, just all fucked up, just all mixed up, don't know. You know, when you're going to a place of business, you know what I'm saying, just you don't want to be loud, you know, arguing, all of that extra stuff. You know, you want to be able to maintain your brand and what you're representing and your professionalism and you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people now, they hate their job. I mean, even if you're working at a 9-to-5 job, you know what I'm saying, and you're not working for yourself, even if you're working at a 9-to-5 job, you still have to maintain that professionalism, you know what I'm saying, because you are representing not just yourself to the company, but you're also representing the company to the people who is helping keep this company alive so that you can have a job. You know what I'm saying? I didn't put in that application for you. You know what I'm saying? I didn't push you out into the world and tell you to go start your business. You know, I it's not my fault that you did this. You hate it. You know, so don't have this attitude and this unprofessionalism for people who is keeping your business alive. You can start a business and be very, very smart. You know what I'm saying? And you know what you're doing. We get that. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? You got a big clientele. All right, great. But without your customers keeping your business alive, your business will not succeed. So why not have that professionalism, you know what I'm saying, for your company, for your business? Why not have that good customer service? You know what I'm saying? Why not learn how to talk to people? If you're not a people person and you don't like people, then why are you in this? You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to deal with people regardless. You feel what I'm saying? And it just grinded my gears because when I left, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the place that I usually go to, you know? And they hooked me up and did a really good job, you know, did what I needed to get done. But I'm just like, it was just really, really, man, not only was your place, you know, unappealing, you know, it looked crazy, you know, I didn't really want to even buy any tires. I mean, I didn't even know what the fuck. I didn't know if a rat was going to come out the back, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know if anyone could change the saw. I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen, you know what I'm saying? But living in the country, I know, like, you know, little country shacks and stuff like that on the side, you know, those would be the best places to go, you know? But it's just be professional, you guys, you know what I'm saying? Be real professional and know what you're doing. If you're going to have your business and you're representing something, be really professional and customer service and know what you're doing, because without your customers, you might get a little frustrated. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But without your customers, then your business will fail. And that's just what it is. So be really professional, guys. And you know what? You're about to catch another vibe right quick, all right? And when we catch this vibe, y'all, please, please, please stay locked, all right? Because if we get back, we're going to get right. Dear white people, dear black people, dear people, I want y'all to tune in because I got something that I have to say, all right? So we're going to catch another vibe right quick. We're going to be right back.
Jam number one.
Urban Flavor Radio.
Taste the flavor.
I need the crib with the fountain splash. SP, the only flower that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need the mountain to cash, so I can roll up, hop in the whip, and like bounce to the Ave. I get by cause I'm in the hood, the slums is around. Take my son just to ease the pain and humble me now. And I'd rather slow something up, cause if I'm sober, dog, I just might flip. Grab my son to hold something up. I get fly as a kite, all alone in the zone. Go slow, Casey, dying tonight. So I hold them up, back to back, laugh as I could. You got beef with Styles P, I come in black to the hood.
Every day. Every night.
Yo, I burn like a chimney. Matter of fact, I burn like exhaust on a Dodge Viper Hennessy. I hope like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I float like the hippies did. Back in the 70s, spit with the finishing touch. Get this, that, I'ma finish you before I finish my lunch. I get by like the birds and the planes. I get by when I make a lot of paper after words exchange. I get a rush off the love in the war. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get by cause I ride, what's better to do? And I'ma always stay live cause I'm better than you. Every day. Every night. To my lungs collapse from the era D. Block horse terror getting funds from rap. Yeah, where dollar bill is powerful. I hope a lot, cause time seems precious and I know what an hour do. Get by for a living, got to ride for a living. With my real rough riders that'll die for a living. Dog, I get by as I could, cause if you see things like I see things, I'ma die in the hood. Listen, dog, understand it's full surface to you. And I don't buy the earth if it ain't purple or blue. And you can name any rapper if you want, he can slide. This is SP dumping in you, shit, I get by. Every day.
I get back.
am the ghost.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, Deucers. Y'all ready for this takeoff? All right, y'all get ready. Here we go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Y'all almost burnt myself. Ooh, how was that for a takeoff? See, I always shoot up. I shot up in the air, y'all. Woo, that was a good little takeoff, y'all. How y'all feeling? Was that a good takeoff for y'all? Hope y'all feeling good. Hope y'all feeling good. Let's take another one right quick. Let's enjoy. Enjoy this few little puffs real quick. Because we got a hot discussion we need to talk about right here, smoke session. What I want to first start off by saying, you guys, racism, if I could talk, I promise, some water. Racism is Americanized. It's so Americanized. The fuck is racism? The fuck is that? Like, yo, if y'all really sit here and think about it, niggas is jealous, mad at each other, color of their skin. And it is the most stupidest thing that... Like, what the fuck? I posted a post that said, racism is so Americanized that when we protest, they think we're protesting America. Like, what the fuck is racism? That shit is, what the fuck? Okay, let's go into my topic. Dear white people, dear black people, dear people, all right? Number one, dear white people, we do not owe you brownie points. Let me take another hit. I'm going to say it again. For the ones in the back who did not hear, dear white people, we do not owe you brownie points. Why do you say that, Kaya? What do you mean by that? Okay, I'll tell you. I feel as though white people think that we owe them something. Okay? Now, I'm going to be very clear with whom I'm speaking this. I can't say everyone, but I can say that when you are a community, you are one, we are a reflection, you know. When you're marching with us and, you know, protesting and putting up your signs and everything like that because, you know, you feel it, you get it, you understand that shit hurts, it's terrible, you know. But why do I feel like that's not enough, number one? And number two, some people still act like you are not privileged, like you still don't get it, okay? You can, oh my God, hold on, y'all. You can march, you can hold signs, You can do whatever you want to. But do you understand that at the end of the day, you will never have to wake up and feel that pain, okay? The same way that we do, all right? I feel like some people, some white people feel as though we, be cool with me. Be my friend. I'm good. See, I marched with you guys. That means I love you. That means I'm here for you, sister, queen. And then you say stupid-ass shit like, dumb-ass shit like, God. For example, okay, someone contacted me and said that they wanted to build a team of a lot of different ethnics. And then proceeded to say different ethnics, different shades of melanin with a winky face. Look. That kind of pissed me off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. Because it just felt like you knew that you were speaking to a black woman. And you said melanin and put a winky face. You know what I'm saying? As almost as if. Almost as if to feel like I should give you cool points now. You know what I'm saying? Because you said melanin. Because you feel like you hit. Like, yo, that shit? That's the shit, okay? That shit? That shit? Let me take a hit. I just don't like that. I'm sorry, y'all. This is strong. Woo! Oh, my gosh. It's real strong. I don't like that shit. Or if you feel like just because you have a black boyfriend or, you know what I'm saying, you grew up around a bunch of black people. Let me hold that thought real quick. Just because you have black people and your friends that are, you know what I'm saying, and you got a black boyfriend and things of that nature and all of the above and stuff like that, you feel like you should fit in. Or this is going to the people who feel like they should fit in or they should be a part of just because ... No, 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 no. I don't care. No. It will never be. It can't. It won't be. No. Okay? Because you just stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Okay? And I'm not saying that, let me clear something else up. I'm not saying that I don't appreciate the one who, you know, who are solely and really genuine, you know, about the movement. I'm not speaking about that. I'm not talking to you. All right? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about the stupid fuck who think it's okay to joke about my fucking melanin because I don't find it funny. All right? It's not cute. I don't owe you shit. No, you can't sit with us. No, you can't sit with us with your white privileged ass. No, you can't sit with us. I don't give a fuck. I marched yesterday. Can I come sit with you? No. Because that showed me you still don't get it. You still don't fucking get it. Come on now. We've been marching. Come on now. You think that's it? Hold on, y'all. Let me. It ain't funny. had somebody tell me, I had a pair of earrings in my ear, and of course there's an African symbol that looks like, it looks like a pick, like a comb. It's an African symbol, and it means, it has a certain meaning to it. But I was wearing the earring, and there was a white guy who saw me, and he was like laughing. But you gonna pick your hair? Look, those little things right there, piss me off. What the fuck do you mean? You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what the fuck you're saying, just close. Stay in your lane. Oh my God. And I'm not saying that you're racist. It's just that we, dear white people, we don't owe you brownie points. Okay? You want to know? Boom. You want to know how you can fix it? You want to know how you can help? How about you fix your community? All right? How about that? How about you, your, I don't know what y'all call it, brother, y'all not brothers and sisters, I don't know, y'all people, when you, when your friends, your group, your community, fix that, all right? Dig into that right quick. You know what I'm saying? You want to fix that. You know what the problem is. You know what the fuck the problem is, okay? Stop acting like we fucking owe you something. Because you supported a black business. Thank you. Fix your community. Fix it. Fix it. Because tomorrow, if you started the same business as me, it would be the same. I can do it. I'm not saying it's impossible. But it won't be the same. Understand that. Get that. Get that. Oh, my God. Please. Portraying. To fit in. That shit is annoying. Okay? Stop. Ha ha hee hee. You can't make black jokes for me. No. That don't work. Pipe the fuck down. Because that's some shit. And then we get pissed off. Then, oh, now it's a problem. Oh my God. Well, I wasn't being racist. Oh, now all of a sudden. Self-reflect. Think about what the fuck you just said to me. All different ethnic and all different shades of melanin. Winky face. What the fuck is that? What do you mean? I don't like that. Because would you have said that to me if I was a white woman? No. Oh, no, you would not have said that shit to me if I was a white woman. No, you would not have. Let's be fucking real. Stop that dumbass shit. Because it's not getting you no fucking brownie points. Not in my book. It don't sit right with me. I'm not fucking going for it. I see right through you. I see right through the bullshit. All that, ha ha hee hee, and all of that. I want to, oh, I can make it. Oh, my husband, he black as night. He dark as it. Shut the fuck up, okay? Stay in your lane. Because I don't like it. You feel like it's funny. You feel like you can joke about it. You can ha ha because you got to. No, stay in your fucking lane with me. With me. Like I said, it's my opinion. This is me. I'm expressing. Don't do that shit with me. You run into me, don't do that shit with me. Because you know what the fuck you're doing. You know what the fuck you're doing. I don't have time for that. Y'all done fucked around and got on this topic and then got all hot. Because it's some real shit. It's real and it's aggravating and it pisses me off. It pisses me off. Go into your community. Fix that. You are privileged as fuck. Okay? We are trying breaking blood, sweat, and tears to fucking change the fucking system. Do you know how much easier it is for a white person? You know that shit fucking... You know what the fuck the problem is. You know what the fuck you're doing. Fix that shit. Like I was saying, going into the community. Did you feel like, oh, I was raised in the hood? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Get up out that shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Cool. But watch your fucking mouth. Still. Yeah, I said it. Watch your fucking mouth still. I don't give a fuck where the fuck you grew up at. Watch your mouth. Please. Just be careful. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful. Watch your mouth. Especially with me. With me, watch your mouth. I don't want to. On that note, y'all, we're going to catch a vibe right quick, all right? And when we get back, I got a little something for my people, for my brothers and sisters. So I want y'all to stay locked, all right? Let's catch this vibe. We're going to get right back into the smoke session when we get back.
Do it, man. Yeah. come back.
Welcome back, welcome back. You feel lifted. Hope y'all feeling good over there. I'm feeling real nice. I'm feeling real nice and smooth, nice and wavy. Let's get back into, you know what I'm saying, our smoke session topic. Y'all listening? Here we go. Dear black people. Shit. Hold on. Let me get some alkaline. Ooh, shit. All right. I told y'all I was strong. I got a nice little strain right here. It's getting me where I need to go. I hope y'all feeling nice. I hope y'all take you where I need to go. But here we go. Dear black people, take accountability. Did you hear me? Okay, hold on. Dear black people, take accountability. What I'm seeing a lot nowadays in my community is a lot of us abusing the power. Nothing really changes until you change yourself, you know. Nothing really changes. It's just going to be repetitive, just over and over again. You know what I'm saying? It can be hard. I understand. You know what I'm saying? But it's not impossible. That's what I'm trying to get at, you know. It's not impossible to fix it. Because nothing changes until you fix yourself. It starts at home. Learning starts at home. Everything starts here. Right here, right now, with yourself, you. It starts at home. It's almost like you want to be black and proud, you know, shout it to the rooftop, you know, I want all the respect. You're going to respect me. And you act like fucking animals. Let's be real. Say that shit, okay? You act like fucking how? Fucking animals. Disrespecting yourself. How can anybody even want to even give you any kind of respect? Take accountability and stop abusing your power and acting as if, oh, just because you're black and just because all of this is going on and just because our ancestors, they fought and this and everything is going on, just because you carry that same melanin, that you can act the ass and not be an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment. Embarrassment. To the culture. Hold on, let me hit this. Y'all not trying to hear me. Y'all not trying to hear me. Embarrassment. Oh my God. Who? You ain't smoking if you ain't choking. You know how I go. But anyways, you're an embarrassment. I cannot believe how many black women want to be called queens just because they black. What the fuck? Don't you dare. How dare you disrespectful ass. How fucking dare you? I can't believe how many black women act the way they do, carry that title. And you're walking around holding that title and claiming that. How fucking dare you? And then you got these bust-ass motherfucking niggas. Yeah, niggas. How dare you want to hold that title as a black king? How fucking dare you? You killing the black kings. You killing us. How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you walk around and say black power? Do you understand your power? Huh? No. Come on now. You can't. Look how you acting. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. Nobody wants to pay attention because you don't want to what? Take accountability for your actions. Look at yourself. How do you demand respect? When you walk into a room, you walk into a business meeting, you're going somewhere, you want to make a lot of money. What do? You get dressed up, try to look your best. Because why? You want to make an impression. An impression. And y'all walk around this whole fucking life. Y'all just don't give a fuck. Just because, oh, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck. I'm just going to be dusty as a bitch. But I'm black, so I'm good. No. Oh, y'all not trying to hear me. I don't think y'all really would. I'm just gonna smoke. Hold on, 'cause I don't think y'all hear me. What I'm doing, I'm wasting my time. Take accountability. Stop walking around portraying. You are an embarrassment. Are you serious? I wouldn't want to claim you. I don't want to claim you. Hell no. What? Stop with the excuses. You have power. Oh, my gosh. Tap into it. You got it. Come on. Learn. Come on. Get together. Like, stop with that. You know, like, what the fuck is going on? How dare you want to be a part of? To commune with. How dare you want me to call you my brother, my sister? What? Take accountability. Because don't nobody owe you shit. You owe yourself first. You owe yourself first. It starts there. Get it together. You know what you're doing. And the crazy shit about it is, doosters, is that you fucking know what you're doing. It's just so outrageous how people just don't care. Dear people, stop with that I don't care bullshit. Fix it. I read a post that says something about stop the I don't care. If you want to be a robot with no feelings, take your toxic ass over there. Take your toxic ass over there with that I don't care bullshit. You got fucking feelings. You got fucking emotion. This, hold on, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all not trying to hear me. Oh, you're not trying to hear me. So I'm going to smoke my doobie. Y'all not trying to hear me. It absolutely makes no sense how you can sit there and not fucking care and expect no one nothing owes you a fucking thing, you fucking imbecile. I'm sorry. You owe yourself first. I want the world to hear this. Because when does it fucking click? When does it click? Like, what the? I'm trying to figure, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is wrong with people? I don't care. Nah, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Damn, you that fucking dull? You, that's bullshit. How can you not? You're a human being. It's in your nature to care, to worry, to feel, to cry, to be mad, to laugh, to have joy, to be surprised. Oh my God, you're like, so if you want to be a robot, if you want to be a machine, you know what I'm saying? Take that shit over there, okay? If you can't recognize that you have feelings, if you can't recognize that there is a problem within you, if you can't recognize that it starts right there at home and that you need to fix yourself before you ever can start demanding anyone or expecting anything from anyone or anything to change in your life, in your community, in the world, in the way that you live, in anything at all, you have got to realize that you are the problem. Okay? And that's okay. And that's okay. Sorry to be the problem. Sorry to have some problems. It's okay. But don't act like it's not there. Because when you do that, it builds more problem, and it just gets that much harder to deal with. It gets that much harder to fix, to wash away. And that's when the doubts start coming in. That's when the I can't start coming in. That's when the excuses start coming in. Because you start building on top of not even trying. Fix yourself, dear people. It starts at home. It's not impossible, you guys. It's not impossible to fix it. We can do it. Stop acting like we owe you. Stop acting like you're owed. Do what you gotta do. Boss up and let's get it together, y'all. You already know what it is. I already know what it is. I love y'all so much. It's coming from love. It's coming from love. It is. I love you guys. And I had to learn that as well. Just recently, I had to learn that. There's no hate. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. I love y'all so much. You already know what it is. This is your girl, Kaya. Thank y'all for staying tuned in. Thank y'all for staying locked in to Pastor Doobie with your girl. Y'all already know I like coming in and talking to y'all and expressing my little, you know what I'm saying, my little stuff, you know. Y'all make sure y'all tune in every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I always got some hot topics for y'all. Make sure y'all dial 1 to 2 in. Do not be afraid to put your POV in, okay? I want to hear from y'all. I love y'all so much. Make sure y'all tune in to www.urbanflavorradio.com for the hottest shows. All right, y'all, don't want to miss. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Urban Flavor Radio Reloaded, DMV Urban Flavor Radio on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Y'all can find us everywhere. All right, I love y'all so much. Like I said, make sure y'all stay locked next Monday, every Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is your girl, Kaya. I love you. Bye.
Mirror, love. Let's do it, baby.